The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 15th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good day.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful day here in Sonoma County, and I'm excited about this show, and I'm excited about the whole month. You know, April is the month we celebrate Earth Day, and in honor of this month, all the shows have been dedicated to our Earth and its challenges and the impact of climate change. You know, Earth Day has been celebrated for the past 49 years on April 22nd, and in 2020, they will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. And to remind the folks, we had a wonderful interview last week with one of the educators from one of the directors from Earth Day International, and she said the theme of the 2019 Earth Day is Protect Our Species. Amazing. Protect our species. Well, there's going to be many events happening in the area, and today we're going to be talking about an event that will be happening in May. It's going to be joining me on the phone will be a special guest by the name of Anna Gallman. She's a facilitator and trainer for a group called Pachamama Alliance in San Francisco, and they are a global community that offers people the chance to learn, connect, engage, travel, and cherish life for the future of the planet and create a sustainable future that works for us all. And what's so interesting, they have a program that a gentleman by the name of Mr. Paul Hawken have developed, and it's called Project Drawdown, and it's one of the most comprehensive plans ever proposed to reverse global warming. So that'll be a real, real interesting conversation that we have. Well, I have some special announcements to make right now, and it seems like, Easter Sunday's coming up, which is just amazing. So on the day before Easter, on the 20th of April, from 11 o'clock on at the Martin Luther King Park in Santa Rosa at 1671 Henley Street, they're going to be having a Easter egg hunt. It's going to be happening from 11 o'clock on, and it's going to be, like I said, this Saturday, April 20th, and it's being sponsored by the Entrepreneurs of Tomorrow, the Red Rose Catering, and the Juneteenth Committee. So it should be really, really fun, and we encourage, come on, bring your kids down. There's nothing more fun than an Easter egg hunt for young people. So again, that's this Saturday, April 20th, from 11 on at the Martin Luther King Park in Santa Rosa. Well, it looks like we're really celebrating wonderful things for children, because here at KBBF, we're going to be doing a special program called Celebrating Children's Day. And this is a day to celebrate. We're celebrating the specialness of children and why we bring them into our lives. There'll be dancing, there'll be games, and all kinds. Even going to have a comedian. And let me give you a little background about Children's Day. Children's Day has been celebrated annually in Mexico since 1925. Children are recognized as an important part of society, so the day focuses on the importance of loving, accepting, and appreciating children. That's really beautiful. And, you know, when I started doing the research, I didn't realize that we also have a Universal Children's Day. Although it's not observed in the United States, it is on November 20th across the whole globe. They celebrate Universal Children's Day. And that's on November 20th. And I thought that was very, very interesting. It had to do with the Declaration of Human Rights of the Child that was put in the, at the Convention of Human Rights of the Child in 1989. And it's I think it's very, very interesting when you start thinking about our young people. I mean, they're definitely on the move. You know, children have their rights denied every single day when you start thinking about it. I mean, just look what's happening to our young people. You know, at the borders, children are being separated from their parents. I mean, that must be devastating to the families. I mean, it's hard enough that these poor souls are trying to escape a country that's oppressing them or there's a lot of violence going on, but to lose their child, you know, that's impacting everybody, the whole culture. It's impacting me when I think about it. So it's real important that we start thinking about our children. And I, on November 20th, it's kind of interesting. That was my mother's birthday. I'm going to make sure that I have a special program to celebrate that. And, you know, talking about young people, you know, I've been doing, you know, last week when we did the interview, something very interesting came up. And the name Marjorie Stoneman Douglas came up. And that was there was a shooting in Parkland, Florida. And the name of the high school was the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And it was very interesting when the woman I was talking to, Tracy, Tracy Ritchie, that I talked to last week, when she mentioned the name, and then all of a sudden it was the Parkland shooting when these young people got on Valentine's Day last year, I said, well, who is this woman? And once I found out, I really began to understand why these young people became such activists. It was a school that was named after an environmental activist. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. She was born in 1890, and she made her transition in 1998. I'm going to read from some history that I found on her. When Marjorie Stoneman Douglas moved to Miami as a young woman, the Everglades were considered a worthless swamp, but for the budding journalists, something different, a vibrant web of ecosystems worthy of protection that provided much of Florida's clean water. There are no other Everglades in the world, she wrote in her 1947 book, The Everglades, River of Grass, which has been compared to Rachel Carson's Silent Spring for its impact on popular opinion. In fact, without her ongoing activism, the Everglades would likely have died forever after large sections were either drained or contaminated. Influence is the best summed up by Florida Governor Lawton Childs, who said, Marjorie was not just a pioneer of the environmental movement, she was a prophet calling out to us to save the environment for our children and our grandchildren. Now, just think about this. Marjorie was not just a pioneer of the environmental movement. She was a prophet calling out to us to save the environment for our children and our grandchildren. So it seems like the young people in this particular high school that encounter this horrific event, 17 young people were shot and killed, I mean, by another young person. I mean, it was just devastating. And to think that these young people became activists and went across the nation on the last election we had to make sure that people were registered and were voting. So it's so interesting that here's this woman, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. The high school is named after her, and she's this environmentalist. Let me just go on a little bit further about her. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was named after the Everglades environmentalist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. The school opened in 1990, the year of her centennial, with students in grades 9 through 11, most of whom were transferred from nearby schools, Coral Springs High School, and the first senior class graduated in 1992. So it's a relatively new high school. It's not as old as some, but not as young as others. And then what happened on February 14th, a shooting occurred on the campus, leaving 17 dead and over 17 wounded. And the student was also a former student there. Well, students from this high school were instrumental in changing Florida gun laws. On March 4, 2018, to raise the legal rifle owner age from 18 to 21 with a three-day wait after they had helped to organize nationwide student protests following the shooting. So all I can say about these young students, they were definitely following in the footsteps of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, born 1890 and made her transition in 1998. So that's a pretty powerful story when you start thinking about it. You know, these young people were inspired by her. And she was an activist, and she spoke out. She spoke out for the environment, and she says what we say over and over and over on Women's Spaces, and that is, our children are the future, and we must never, ever lose sight of that. Why do I say that? Because if it's not good for the future, if it's not good for our children, we shouldn't do it. You know, and that's why there's such a big push now on the environment, because young people are finally active and they're saying, this is our future. You're taking our future away from us. We want the adults in the room to do something. And that's a very, very powerful voice. Hey, listen, folks, if we're going to bring children into the world, we better make sure we bring them into a world that's safe for them, that has a good environment, that's sustainable, that has good food, good water, you name it. And we have to start thinking that way. I mean, you give birth to a child, that's a lifetime commitment. And where is that child going? There was a great article in the Sonoma County Gazette. By the way, it's on the street now. And one of the things that the environmentalists wrote in there, there's no planet B. This is it, folks. We are here on the earth, and we have to make sure that we do something about it. So that's a lot to think about, but that's a special shout-out and definitely a shout-out to all those students. Can you believe it that they helped change the Florida gun laws? Amazing. Amazing what a group of young people, a group of people can do. I mean, all we have to do is stand up and not be afraid to speak our truth and say enough is enough. You know, we want a better world. We want a better world for our children. You know, it's just, I don't know, I have to scratch my head sometimes. I don't understand. I don't understand how they don't pay attention to this stuff. You know, I know we're all busy, but, you know, when you have a fire, all of a sudden the busyness goes away. If you have a flood, all of a sudden the busyness goes away. So we have to take time, and we have to make some sort of commitment. You know, one of the things when I talk to people, they say, well, how can I get involved? I'm too busy. I'm working, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's several ways you can get involved. Number one, like, let's just look at KPBF, for example. You can become a member. It's $40 for a whole family, or you can become a sustaining member. You can give $10 a month and to help the station stay alive. We're a community radio. We're doing all kinds of reports on environment, on the issues that are very important in the culture. But, I mean, we even have Tom Hartman on our show, on our station every day at 2 o'clock, which hardly any stations in Northern California are running him. And you can also go on kbbf.org, go to the right-hand corner, you'll see donations, just give a donation. So that's one way you can do. You can support your local radio station, your local community radio station. Very important, the voice of the public. I mean, it's kind of interesting when you start thinking about it. Another way that you can do it, you can volunteer. Another way, you can send a check, a donation, if you're so busy. You know, I know there are several places that I donate because I can't show up. I can't help them, but I know they're important organizations. You can also do phone banking. Indivisible is very, very big on that. You know, look up in your community and see if there's an Indivisible chapter, and you can join and make phone calls from your house. I mean, we can all be creative, but we all have to be involved right now because we're in big trouble. We really are. We're in big trouble. And how do we get out of trouble? By joining hands and saying, hey, we can work this out together. Nothing is impossible. The only time it becomes impossible is when you say it's impossible. But if we look at all the possibilities and just get involved, it's really kind of fun, actually. Well, I have another few announcements here that I think are very important. There's going to be on Thursday, April 25th. I know it's a little bit far ahead, but folks have to kind of look at their calendars and, you know, mark it down, because it's going to be, if you're concerned about the challenge of gun violence in the United States, there's going to be a special presentation by Congressman. Let's see, it's what's going to happen here. Congressman, I guess, Representative Mike Thompson and a community panel will be talking about gun violence. It's going to be at Congregation Shumfram's Torah at 2600 Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa. And Mike Thompson is very active in trying to get gun control in line with what should be happening in our country. And it's very important folks show up and support him. This is a very special event. It's free and open to the public. Parking is limited, so they suggest carpooling. All right. So I have two announcements about two special Earth Days for you folks who like to travel out of the city of out of the county of Sonoma County. San Francisco is going to be having their Earth Day on Saturday, April 20th. It's going to be on Valencia Street and the Mission Street and the Mission District in San Francisco. Let's see. It says here on Saturday, April 20th, celebrate the 49th year of Earth Day in San Francisco's Sunny Mission District. The theme for this year's Earth Day in San Francisco is celebrate the Green New Deal. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it goes till about 5:30. Here we go. It starts, 11 o'clock to 7, and that's 19th and 20th Street in Valencia Street in San Francisco. And then we're going to have the City of Santa Rosa's 10th annual Earth Day on Stage celebration. That's going to be happening Saturday, April 27th from 12 to 4 o'clock, and that's going to be in Courthouse Square. And rumor has it that Leslie Graves is going to be the master of ceremonies. She's the one who she's done the Women's March and many other gatherings here in Santa Rosa. So that's going to be on April 27th from 12 to 4 o'clock, and that should be fun. This is also a free event. And then there's one more thing that's happening. That's going to be Sunday, April 28th from 10 to 4, and that's going to be the Day Under the Oaks at the Santa Rosa JC. I love that event. I mean, they're going to have all kinds of different activities for the kids, for adults, music, food, all kinds of venues, all kinds of people coming out. They're calling it a May Day Aloha Festival. So it should be really fun. That's going to be the Santa Rosa Junior College. That's 1501 Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. So there is no reason that people should be bored. There is so much going on. And I really encourage you to bring your kids down to KBBF this Saturday. It should be so much fun. Celebrate your children. Look at all the joy they bring into your life. I mean, it's kind of interesting. Ken and I have just become great grandparents, and Alicia Sanchez, our president, has become a grandmother. And it's just amazing just watching all of us, how much we love our children and how proud we are of them and how we are so involved and so committed to helping to make it a better world for all of us. I mean, we all got to get in there and pitch in. So there's a lot to speak of. Yeah, that's what we just announced, Ken, about the Day of the Child. Okay, let's see now. Where are we at? Okay, we are at a time to take a musical break. I love those musical breaks. And I'm going to be playing a wonderful song. It's called Urge Song. Ken, you want to tell me who's the person who's singing that? That's India. I think I have it on the, let me just see this here. Don't you love it? You're live with me, folks. Urge Song by India Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. And it's a single, and she put it out herself. It's a wonderful, wonderful song to remind us who we are and where we live. Believe it or not, we live on a planet in the middle of nowhere, and we better take care of it or we're going to be nowhere. Anyway, lots to think about, that's sure. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and let's go ahead and listen to the Urge Song by India Carney. And when we come back, I will be talking on the phone with Anna Gelman. She's a trainer for Pachamama Alliance in San Francisco. Pachamama Alliance is a global community that offers people the chance to learn, connect, engage, travel, and cherish life for the purpose of creating a sustainable future that works for us all. So let's go and listen to Earth Song.
peace that you pledge your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said were yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children did from war?
Zimbabwe. What about the dream that was left by Bob Marley? What about the children laying dead in the streets? Innocent victims over in the Middle East. What about the sick praying for their health? Dying because of misdistribution of the wealth. What about the beef industry, heart disease? What about the clear cutting, ruining the trees? What about what the media did to Mike? Build you up just to take you down whenever they like. What about domestic or animal abuse? What about the homeless? What about the troops? What about the mothers losing life, giving birth? What about the planet, man? What about the earth?
That song just gives me chills. Lots to think about, that's for sure. But that's what Women's Spaces is all about. We all got to put on our thinking caps and start thinking about what's going on here and what can we do. For you just joining, you're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest on the phone with me. Welcome, Anna Gelman. Are you there, Anna?
I am here. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, I'm so excited to have you. And, you know, you're going to have to come just a little bit closer to your telephone so we can hear you a little bit better. Before we start the interview, I'd like to tell my listeners a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Yes, please go ahead. Thank you.
Anna Gelman is a facilitator trainer for Pachamama Alliance in San Francisco from 2005 to the present. She serves as a facilitator and presenter of the Awakener the Dreamer, Changing the Dream Symposium. She's a trainer for new facilitators and presenters. She's currently leading the drawdown workshops in business, nonprofit, and local government organizations, which focuses on solutions to reverse global warming. Holding primary responsibility for the South Bay Beach Communities and Long Beach Pachamama chapter. She's been an entrepreneur for 32 years, running a successful international business endeavors, exports, imports of secondary steel, plastic, and raw materials, international distribution of natural products liaison for medical tourism in Mexico. For 13-plus years, she also worked for a nonprofit in environment protection and social justice. She's a business mentor and leadership coach. 16-plus, she has a background in international background in banking. Wow, you really bring a lot of great skills to the table, Annie. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think you've pretty much said it all. And it's a combination of various skill sets that today is put forth, you know, to help the many people and organizations that are coming together to protect our Mother Earth. So, incredible journey.
Well, part of your background includes mentoring businesses and leadership coach. How did you transition from that into environmental work? You know, what triggered the change, and why was that so important to you? I mean, what happened that all of a sudden you decided, no, I've got to be working in the environmental movement?
To clarify, I work in both, but what I bring forth into the business environment is the awareness and the knowledge of running a business in a sustainable way and protecting Mother Earth at the same time. But how did all of that come to be? It was really interesting, Elaine. I mean, I had been very blessed in business when I moved to California and had started engaging in exports and imports and in several other kinds of businesses, and was very blessed as time went on. And there came a point in time in which my spiritual journey took me to understand that there's more to life than just work, and that there's more for each of us to give back to humanity. And so I started having my conversations, as I call it, my conversations with God or with the universe, and saying, how can I give back to the world for all these blessings that I am receiving today? And sure enough, you know, magic happens when you throw out questions of service to the universe. And in came an invitation to attend a Awakening the Dreamer symposium, which was led by three facilitators from the Pachamama office in San Francisco. They had come actually to Long Beach, California, to the Long Beach University. And that was my first exposure to what the organization was doing.
Talk a little bit about that workshop. What's it called? The Dreamer?
The Pachamama Alliance has put together a symposium or a conference that's called Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream. And it truly is a transformative personal journey. It's a 4.5-hour conference in which, you know, we go through several modules, and they cover where are we today. You know, we start with an examination of the ways in which the current dream of the modern world is impacting the environment and our relationship with one another and our sense of purpose. And then we are taken through the journey and, well, how did we get here? And we begin to explore how this all came to be. And we confront this powerful unexamined assumptions that we had been living by and with that were at the heart of the current crisis that we are in as a species and as a planet. And then we continue on with the journey of the conference, and we go into a new story. You know, about this new story that started emerging at this time in history, and a story that, recognizes how incredibly profoundly connected everyone and everything is. There's just complete interconnection with all existence. And then we move forward to what is possible now and begin to see the possibility of a new future.
I want to make a little comment here on that, what you just said, you know, about seeing each other, that we are really all, we're like kind of, there's a song that I listen to, it's called Pale Moon, and she says, we are one heart, one people, one planet. And it's an amazing thought, but all of a sudden, you know, having that awareness that we, you know, we're in this together, but at the same time, when you start looking at all the barriers that keep us apart, you know, the color of our skin, our religion, maybe our class, our neighborhoods, the schools our kids go to. I mean, all the different things that keep us separate. How do they address that? I mean, how do they address people seeing that we are not separate, even though we have all this divisiveness around us?
Well, as we move through the symposium, it's, you know, we have interactive exercises of self-evaluation, group evaluation, and begin to examine all of that which society had imposed upon us, and our own families, our own parents, and what have you, on beliefs that they have held for years and years and years and not questioned. So we deeply dive into these unexamined assumptions and what you know, certain assumptions that have been part of our life have affected us today and to this separateness. It's an incredible journey, you know, to go into and to open our eyes that what we used to think really is not, and to open our minds and hearts to the possibility that there is something new to learn and to bring into our lives, into our hearts, into our space of life. And we walk towards the possibility of, you know, now that we understand that we're interconnected with one another and that this planet that we call Earth is a living organism, we are also interconnected with it. Then how do we address and where do we go from here?
So let me ask you this question then. So all of a sudden all this was coming at you, and then this is what you decided. You decided this was where you wanted to work. How did you all of a sudden get the confidence to make the transition?
Well, it starts also with where I was born. I was born in Bolivia, in La Paz, Bolivia, and ever since I was a little girl, I was exposed to the indigenous culture. And I had an indigenous nanny that took care of me, and ever since I was yay bitty high, you know, she would tell me about all the wonders of what Mother Earth begins, and they used to do ceremony to be in gratitude with Mother Earth. So I witnessed all of that when I was little. So when I attended the symposium, for me it was like, wow, this is what my indigenous nanny was trying to teach me since I was a little girl, and I didn't understand it perhaps then, but it all came full circle, completely full circle. And so I knew that I had been prepared for this over the years, and it was just a cry from my heart and a deep connection that I needed to do something and be part of this. And it just, you know, it was this committed action that I volunteered to become a facilitator and a trainer. And coincidentally or not, that following Sunday, a week after, there was a training that was being held here in LA. I jumped on it and was profoundly touched, wonderful training. And then I am a person of action, and I don't wait, so I decided to take on that training and do the first Spanish-speaking symposium in Mexico.
Amazing. You know, it's amazing that we don't recognize that we get these lessons from youth, and then all of a sudden, there's, like you said, like there's this awakening. It sounds like you went, it's like your heart found its home again. I mean, that is such a beautiful, beautiful story. Blessings to grandmothers, let me tell you. I just became a great grandmother, so it's kind of interesting. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Pachamama. You know, it to me, it's always been a fascinating group, and now what they're doing this new program. Let me just get my notes so I don't that Paul Hawken brought forward. Can you talk a little bit about that? What that entails and why it's called drawdown? Why that's so important? And what does it do? And what's the whole philosophy behind that?
Of course. Well, to make it even to raise the awareness of how important drawdown is, I need to just add something to the Pachamama symposium. You see, after all was said and done in the symposium, it leads us into this place that we call blessed unrest. And this blessed unrest is, okay, now where do I go? What do I do? And the idea is to connect with organizations and to start doing something within the context of your own life. And you go through your own process of transformation. But we noticed that there were a lot of people that felt this overwhelm, and they thought that just one person could not do enough, that one person, it was just not enough. And they found a hard time, a great majority of people, of connecting with other organizations that were already doing something. Well, drawdown comes to be, and Paul Hawkins' brilliance to put together this amazing minds and scientists around the world that came together to produce what today is the 100 concrete key solutions to reverse global warming. So this is an amazing, amazing undertaking where, people don't need to go and try to figure out already. There are concrete solutions, and this is what we need to do. Choose the one that your heart calls for, your intellect calls for, or your skills and abilities, or you want to learn more about it, and commit to action to it. And that is just magnificent. It has been the answer to many of our prayers in the Pachamama world, because that was a missing piece. And to go from hopelessness and maybe it's possible to actual, yes, it is possible. So Pachamama Alliance, after Paul launched his book, and, he was going into different places in the U.S., doing conferences and introducing what Drawdown was about, Pachamama Alliance came together as a group and said, we need to create a workshop. We need to be able to give now all the communities where we've gone before, and we can go more with this concrete solution. So they created a drawdown introduction and a 5-week course with different modules that brings you to the journey into the actual solutions.
Anna, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, because we're going to take a musical break again. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about the drawdown. Is that okay with you?
Perfect.
Yeah, we're going to play a wonderful song. You know, I just love this song. It was written by Kate Wolf. It's called Spiritual Warrior. And I think this is we all have to become spiritual warriors at this time. So I will hope my listeners enjoy this song, because this is one of my favorite songs. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Anna Gelman, who is a trainer and a facilitator for the group called Pachamama. And I'm really excited about this interview. And let's go ahead and listen to this beautiful song.
Heart like gold and a rainbow in your eyes. Brave companion, do you see a world shining in the sky? With your body dancing like an arrow, spreading joy beneath your feet and your hands that wave like tall grass in the wind as you speak. With the shyness of a small child and the wisdom of a sage, I tell you now,
brother warrior. There are none of us who walk this path alone. Spirit healer, it's the only life that we have ever known. And I see your smile in the sunlight. I hear your songs in the rain. And I hold you here inside me. Feel your love, know your pain. At this time when the earth is waking to the dawn of another age, there's no reason to be
for a vision that we can all share to make this earth a better place to be on, that's for sure. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm having a wonderful conversation with a woman by the name of Anna Gelman, who's a facilitator, trainer for Pachimana Alliance in San Francisco. Welcome back again, Anna.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful song.
Oh, I know. I know. Especially when, you know, that last part, we're crying for a vision, you know.
Indeed.
That all living things can share in. I mean, it's really wonderful. You know, before we go into the workshops and what you were talking about, you know, it was really, I guess this is really the essence of what the Drawdown Initiative is all about. I saw on your website, it says, reversing global warming is possible. The mm-hmm. solutions surround us. What does that mean, the solutions surround us? And how does this drawdown initiative, how does that satisfy that?
Well, the solutions surround us means that we're already doing the things within our life and work, you know, that by simply shifting something within those things, we can definitely create a positive transformation, and, you know, the planet can go into reversal of global climate. So it's, you know, for instance, in the electricity generation area, I mean, we all use electricity, but we can definitely make some changes. We can begin to use solar to begin with, which is the path of least resistance right now, and we're going in a major way. And we see already that the local utility companies are engaging renewable energy in a major, major way. In my beach communities, for instance, it's already a done deal, and we're already receiving the benefits of that. So within each of our areas of life, there are solutions. In the food side, we all eat, but, you know, one of the solutions is a plant-rich diet and reduce food waste and regenerative agriculture. So, and many, many others, you know, within the food side, in the area of women or girls, educating. But instead of simply basic educating, it's conscious education for women and girls, family planning, women smallholders, etc. So there are different areas of our life that we are already doing things. We simply need to shift the type of things that we're using and doing in order to help the planet. And the beauty is we don't have to go and try to think, well, what is it exactly that we have to do?
Or
we
what
have been
or what,
identified.
Or what do we have to, or what we have to support? For example,
exactly.
The new Green Deal right now.
Exactly, exactly. So when you have all of those solutions clearly identified, it becomes much easier for people to engage, not only at a personal level, but at a company level and at a local government level as well. And that's what we're seeing after people attend our workshops. Different groups of people around the country and outside of the country are already running with the workshop, and we're seeing amazing, amazing results and committed actions that are coming at all levels.
Well,
so that is impacting.
How is this different, say, than other, how is this initiative, you know, what was his, when he presented it, how would this be different than some of the other things that are going on? I know here in Sonoma County, we're having a series of three of these workshops. One is starting on May 9th at the Arlene Francis Center here in downtown Santa Rosa. And so how is this different? I mean, if people go to these workshops, what are they going to walk away with that's different from maybe just a lecture?
Concrete solutions. Actual concrete solutions on what to do, and that they can jump on the train with one or two of those solutions. That's what you get. Concrete solutions. So it's no longer, the conversation also changes, Elaine, from sustainability to regenerative, a regenerative process. So we're regenerating, you know, by engaging in these solutions, we're given the opportunity for our planet Earth to regenerate itself. So it's no longer a conversation of sustainability. We've gone beyond that. It's also no longer a conversation of, you know, oh my God, it's overwhelming and it's doom and demise. No, it is possible. We can actually do something to save the planet and to save humanity, to leave a legacy for those that follow. Incredible. So it's very different than just going for a regular conference when you're seeing all of what has happened, where we are, and okay, well, what do we do now? No, now we know what to do. That's the difference. And so the type of engagement that we're seeing from people is hugely, hugely different. Hugely different, and it's truly committed action. There are even women that have started new enterprises based on these solutions. There are people that are engaging with companies in Europe that are already doing these solutions, and instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, they're bringing those companies here as a, you know, from an entrepreneurial point of view, but they are within those solutions. The local government institutions that have come together to examine, and they have all kinds of research papers that they've done, but they still, you know, did not know, okay, well, what else can we do? What else do we have to study? They don't have to anymore. Here are the concrete solutions to jump on. And so they are working, they're coming together with working teams to specifically focus on that. Organizations or clubs like the Rotarians, for instance, have engaged completely with Drawdown, and they've identified each of the projects that already are part of Drawdown overseas, but now they're bringing it home here to the USA. What else can we do locally that we've been doing overseas? Incredible, incredible action.
Well, it just sounds, you know, it sounds amazing to me. It sounds, you know, all of a sudden I was, as you were talking, I was thinking about what you were saying about the solutions are all around us. I mean, each one of us can do something, you know, whether, and the most important thing we can do, I think, at this particular point is to remind our politicians that we all live on a planet together and they better get to work a little bit quicker. And, you know, it's really stunning watching what's going on with the things that people are saying when you bring up the whole idea of climate change. You know, I don't care what, you know, the way I look at it, I don't care what name you give it. we are having a problem on this planet, and we've got to look at solutions. You know, we have to kind of save ourselves. You know, it's kind of interesting. Well, we've come to the end of this segment here now, and I want to know if there's any last words, and I just wanted to let you know that on May 9th here in Sonoma County, they're starting a three series. It's going to be three different events, three different workshops, being spaced out over time. The first one is going to be May 9th. There's a woman by the name of Veronica Jacoby. She has unfortunately, she couldn't be here this morning. She has a business called Our Green Challenge, and she's, along with Pachimana, Sonoma County, they're both sponsoring the May 9th event, which is going to be at the Arlene Francis Center here in Santa Rosa. So any last words or anything that you'd like to share with our listeners, you know, websites, any programs that you would like to recommend, anything that you feel is important, just please be my guest.
Absolutely. You know, for the listeners to go and check both organizations, Pachamama.org, and find the richness of the educational modules that we offer, and, you know, to touch base with the local facilitators in your area, or simply call San Francisco office and they will direct you to a local facilitator to help. And drawdown.org so that you can have a bigger also framework of operation of what these concrete solutions are. There is a one-page format where all of these solutions are identified. And so when you see those things, it's very easy to plug into something, you know, and they have wonderful modules that are recorded also of, the conference in a short way. And I encourage people to engage and go to the workshops, or if there isn't one around you, call us and we'll come to you to deliver the drawdown message to each one of you to empower more communities.
What is the website?
Pachamama.org is the Pachamama website, and drawdown is drawdown.org.
Oh, simple. So Pachamama, for people listening, is spelled PachamamA.org, right?
Connect. And if they click on education, they will see all of the educational modules that we have available.
You're okay. All right. So, just to remind our listeners, too, that everything that you have said, we will list on our website at womenspaces.com. Well, before we say goodbye, any last words, Anna, anything you'd like to share as you say goodbye to us?
Simply gratitude, Elaine, for this opportunity, and I look forward to our continued relationship and collaborative process. Thank you so much.
Well, just to let you know that this will be online at 11 o'clock tonight on www.kbbf.org. It streams. It'll be on at 11 o'clock again, and then also I will let you know when we put it on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Anna Gelman, for being such a wonderful guest and for really sharing so much. And actually, it's so inspiring just to hear what you folks are doing, and that there's hope in the world. And that's the most important thing that we can have, is we have to have hope, because we're working for the future of our children. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, folks, that's it for our show. My goodness. What a great interview. I mean, there are so many wonderful people in this world that are doing such wonderful work. You know, we all get depressed. You know I get depressed. I get depressed. I go, oh, my God, this is that, this is that, this is that. And what I find by taking action, by doing something, by involving myself, by coming to the radio station every Monday, by writing an article, by sending in a contribution, all the different things we do, it all makes us feel good. It all makes us know that we are doing something, something for the future, something for our children, something for ourselves. You know, there's an old saying I heard many, many times, love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot love anybody until you love yourself, because once you know who you are, once you love yourself, you know what you need and you know what other people need. So it's really, really important that we think about these things. Well, that's it for our show. I want to do a special thank you to Anna Gelman from Pachiama San Francisco office for being such a great guest. I want to remind folks, and I'm going to be talking about it later on in the months to come, that May 9th is going to be the first. There's going to be a drawdown seminar symposium. It's going to be at the Arlene Francis Center, and there'll be plenty of information coming out. A reminder that Women's Spaces, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired again tonight at 11 o'clock, and get to listen to myself. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to have on the air, do not hesitate to email me at elaine@womens.com. Remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. Happy springs to everyone. It's time to take a breath and thank the Creator for another day of life. This is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
The woman in your life is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 15th, 2019.